speedbuilders.com.
For the record, would you state your name and your home address?
Dean Smith, 1028 Center Street, Gainesville, Florida.
Do you have an occupation?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
What was your last employment, sir?
I worked in a carnival.
When was it that you worked there?
It was last year, about the beginning of October.
What's your Social Security number, please?
I don't know right at this moment here.
You have one, though?
Yes, I do.
As I understand it, you and Mr. Adams and Mr. Parker all left a certain place at a certain time?
New Orleans.
Whose car was that in?
Mr. Adams' car.
Do you remember when that was?
It was about the beginning of November.
Early in November?
Yes.
Where did you go from New Orleans?
We went to Orlando.
And stayed there?
Yeah.
Did you have a motel?
No, not for the first night. Either the second or third night we had a motel.
What was the occasion for not getting a motel when you first came?
We were low on money. We didn't want to waste none.
Did you stay in the car, or where did you stay?
Stayed in the car.
Did anything occur that improved your financial condition?
We did a couple of car burglaries that night. We didn't get no money. We might have got some change or something. We didn't get no real money.
You did a couple of car burglaries. That was the first night you were in Orlando?
Yeah.
What did you get?
We got a tape deck, some tools, and a couple of speakers and radar detector. We also had a bag.
A bag?
It's a black jet bag.
Like a suitcase?
Yeah, kind of.
Were you able to sell those?
No, we didn't sell none of those items.
How did you acquire money to get the hotel the second night?
Well, it wasn't the second night we got the hotel. I think it was either the third or fourth night. The second night, we stayed in the car again.
All right.
That night, we did a couple more car burglaries, and this time we only got another radar detector. I don't know if that's the night we got the gun or not. I think it is. I'm not sure that was the night.
Was this just you and Parker, or was Adams with you?
Adams didn't go with us again to do any burglaries. They were all car burglaries.
In one of them, you got the gun?
Yeah. It wasn't the first night. It was the second or third.
Exactly. Who got the gun?
Parker and I got the gun out of a van in a bowling alley parking lot.
What happened that caused your financial condition to get to the point where you could get a room?
Well, we were drinking one night, and I drank some alcohol, drank too much, and we were sitting in the car talking. Next thing I know, I fell asleep, passed out, whatever. I woke up the next morning, and Mr. Parker had some money. He had over $100. I asked him where he got it. He said he'd robbed a cab. That was it. I didn't ask him nothing more about it. I asked him how he did it, you know, a couple hours later, whatever.
Did he tell you?
Yeah. He said he was walking around, he was watching a store, thinking about robbing a store, and he kept on walking. And finally, he hired a cab, and it drove him around for a long time. And then finally, they got onto a dark street. He pulled the gun out and told him to give him the money.
Mr. Smith, would it be possible you would have stayed in a hotel in Sanford, or was it Orlando?
It was Orlando.
Was that the day you left Orlando?
No, it wasn't.
You stayed for how many more days?
We left the next day. I'm pretty sure we left the next day.
This is the day Parker told you he'd stuck up a cab. That was the day you left?
The day he stuck up the cab, we got a motel room. The next day after that, we left.
Did you come directly to Daytona Beach?
We stopped in Sanford to check out a carnival. We were thinking about getting a job there. That was their last stop. They were shutting down after that. We went on to Daytona. There was another one in Daytona. We checked that one out. There was nothing going on with it. We came over and drove around the beachside until robbing a cab came up. We started talking about that.
About needing some more money?
Yeah.
Who engaged in that conversation?
Well, first of all, we were sitting in the car, and Parker was talking about getting some more money. Then he was talking about robbing a cab on a dark street, and then us waiting on the next street over. I told him that didn't sound, you know, like a good plan. He told me to be quiet, so I did. I didn't say nothing more about it. Finally, when they found out what the streets were, we drove around and dropped Parker off. He had the gun with him and everything, and we left him there. We came back to where we were supposed to pick him up, but then me and Mr. Adams started thinking. I said, "We're going to get in trouble. This is a bust right here. This ain't a good idea." He said, "Yeah, I know." We left Parker and never showed up or nothing. We didn't hear no gunshots or nothing. We just left and drove around and stuff.
Well, now Parker was left by himself?
No, we dropped him off.
Where?
We dropped him off by the Holiday Inn somewhere, or McDonald's, somewhere around those two places. We went where we were supposed to pick him up.
Had you gone up to an area to find a place?
Yeah, we drove around a lot and finally found a place. When we got there and stopped, that's when we started talking. We decided it wasn't a very good idea.